Yeah, no.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Ziegler.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Detective Cox. This is Detective Rye.
How you doing?
How you doing? Appreciate it.
Nice to meet you.
Okay. If you got a couple minutes, we're just investigating a complaint. We just wanted to talk to you if you have a couple of minutes.
Complaint against me?
Well, we have a report that's come in, so we just wanted to talk to you about it.
Okay.
Let me pull my dog away.
Okay.
Sure, no problem. Come on.
Sorry, we're cleaning. Oh. We're kind of moving around, but you guys.
Oh, that's okay. All right, thank you. Thanks. Where?
We'll go right back here.
Okay.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate
sorry
it.
Sorry about that. We're like moving rooms
no
around
worries
and stuff.
Oh.
We'll sit out here this Friday.
Okay. All right. That'll work. It
yeah,
is chilly. Yeah. Keep it nice and cold. I'm going to sit right here if that's all right. That's okay. So you got kids, little kids, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So I just wanted to talk to you about a report that came in and
I also want to know kind of like what's public information or...
Everything we do is public record. Everything we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. So first, do you know anyone that lives at the... Am I pronouncing that right?
Should I have my attorney present?
That's...
You're in your own house.
You can tell us to leave anytime you want. Yeah.
So what is...
There's a criminal allegation.
Okay.
Okay.
So I think I kind of know what's... Okay, this is about this.
Okay. So you have an idea why we're here?
It's not, but yes. So what...
We've only got one side of it, okay? That's why we're here to talk
so
to you.
So when does like an arrest occur? Like when does... Can I ask questions without it being written down or no?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, everything you do, like you said, everything we do is public record, okay?
I understand.
So what you got to understand is we've only got one side of this, so that's why we're here.
Yeah.
We're not here to arrest you.
The
we're
problem is,
you
is with my role, everything gets played out very publicly.
Sure.
So that's what I need to make sure that... Am I allowed to ask questions and understand what's going on?
Absolutely.
Or is that going to be written down? And
you're like any other private citizen, okay?
I understand.
No special rights, nothing like that. So if we were interviewing your neighbors about something, it'd be the same thing as we're interviewing you.
Now, okay. When you go to interview, because I don't know how the process works. When you go to interview, where does it, when does it get serious? Like where, you're obviously fact-finding.
Right. We're just in the beginning stages of a report that was filed, and we're just coming to get, like you said, another side of the story.
Okay. When does this get published? Like the first...
Everything
report.
We do is public record.
I
like I said,
but like
at the conclusion of investigation is that
so when everything's record. Done.
Yes.
When it's
nothing,
closed
yeah.
or inactivated,
so if you
then
guys
you
say,
can,
hey, there's no allegations or there's no, this is not.
Then we just inactivate the report.
But it still shows that there was a report, right?
Correct.
So a report occurs, you investigate, and then at the conclusion of it, you make a decision. Mm-hmm. Do you press charges? Do you move forward?
Right.
And then at that point, after you make that decision, that's when it becomes public, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and how long is that process?
However long it takes, we don't know. From start to finish, investigations could last a week, they could last months.
Okay,
so we don't know. Because, we're just in the beginning.
And are you documenting anything I'm saying right now?
We are.
Everything's documented.
Yeah,
document.
But like even the questions I'm asking? Or
yeah, everything's
or
documented.
Or is it just with the case?
No. Everything's documented. I mean, obviously, we're more... inclined to, we're worried about the case. We'll answer any of the questions you have, but we're here for the case.
Understood.
The allegations made.
But like,
that's why we're here.
Like when I deal with reporters, right? It's like off the record, on the record. Everything's on the record.
Nothing
yes.
we
but
do.
But even if I ask questions, is that report, or if it has nothing to do generally specific with the report, if I ask you questions, is that documented?
I mean, it's not going to be purview to the case, but it's still going to be something that we're not going to write, you know, Christian Ziegler asked a question about if this was public record. That's
okay. That's what I mean. Yeah. But like no. When you start writing, it's public record, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've never dealt with like a criminal complaint, so I'm trying to understand.
Sure.
So when I explain something, that all goes in the public record, so then that becomes
part of the case.
Part of the case, and that's mm-hmm. word for word.
Yes. Generally, I mean, we do a brief explanation of it, but if somebody wanted to pull that and go, I want to hear later, yes, absolutely.
Which is going to happen in my case, right? So, well,
I have no idea.
And I don't want this like part. Can I explain something not about the case, but just about me, without it being written down or not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, like, I'm chairman of the Republican Party of Florida, so there will be high public interest in the case. So I have to navigate this not just from the fact base, but from also a political PR angle, right? So that's what I'm trying to navigate if I need to bring in an attorney. So what happens if I request that I have an attorney present?
We don't talk to you anymore until you have an attorney present.
Okay, and then how long is that process?
Depends on who your attorney
and
is.
And I've never dealt with this, so I'm just trying to understand. So, like, from your perspective or your experience, how is that process?
So the process is, do you have an attorney?
No.
Okay, if you don't have an attorney, you can
hire one.
Yeah, you can hire one.
Yeah.
And if you want to have your attorney come down with you and answer some questions, you can have them do so. We can meet your attorney here. We can go to their office, whatever you like to do, or if you want to answer our questions. I mean, we're here, like I said, we're here on a fact-finding mission, that, like Detective
Understood.
Cox stated. We're here to, we've only got one side of it. That's why we came to you. There's always
I don't get access to the other side, correct? Like you interview and then you publish.
Just like everybody else,
yes.
You get anything anybody else is privy to.
Oh, I know, but I'm just trying to understand, like, how does that process work? Like,
well, you got to think, okay, Mr. Ziegler, we're here because there was a complaint made against you, okay? We would not be here unless we had an allegation or if we had some sort of, we already know some of the answers and some of the questions we're going to ask, and you know that. I mean, we've been doing this job a long time. So, you know, we want you to be honest with us.
And I'll be honest.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that's up to you, whether or not you want an attorney present. I mean, that's completely up to you. I mean, we're here because,
it's
like
just,
I said,
I'm not an expert at this stuff, so,
yeah,
you know.
It's
right.
Something we have a complaint.
If we ask the question,
made.
You don't like it, you don't have to answer it.
Right.
We'll move on to the next one. If you have an explanation like you seem to have for whatever we're here for, because you say you already know,
I think you can just tell us
your side of the story and we'll be done with it. Like, you're not leaving here in handcuffs today. So, I mean, you can tell us to leave at any time. So, we're just trying to get
facts.
It just
sucks that when someone makes a complaint that it can be public and that there's no basis to it, correct?
I mean,
any complaint's public, right?
Yeah, every complaint we do. I mean, we get complaints against us that are public record. You know, I mean, so.
No, I get it.
Yeah, I mean, we serve the public. That's what we do. We serve the citizens of Sarasota.
Because I'm not necessarily worried about the complaint. I'm worried about the public side of it. Mm-hmm. And I'm worried about the complaint, even just the allegations of them, you know.
And we have no control over that. How, you
no,
know,
I understand.
Somebody,
you, know, somebody you guys have a job to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, sure. Somebody wanted to spin that, however they want to spin it, that's completely
It just ruins, them. Yeah, just...
Free to call whoever you want. I mean, this is your house. We're guests in your house, right?
No, I understand.
Yeah.
And I'm not. Trust me. I mean, again, I'm.
It's a lot of.
I'm very.
Traffic.
I'm usually a very transparent, open guy, and usually I would just go through whatever you want to go through. But then, legally, that can get you in trouble, I guess, or something.
Okay.
You know,
we're
going to use it, so I'm a little bit sensitive towards.
Not
that.
If there's nothing criminal. It's not going to get you in trouble.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but. Some of your statements, like statements that I make, I mean, I don't know how detailed or what you guys are going to go into, but...
Well, I mean, we do.
You just go as far as you want to, telling us whatever you want to tell us, and then we'll go from there. How's
but,
that?
But is it like a transcript of, like, the interview? Is it, like, what's public? Like, I know you say everything's public, but how is it, like, laid out? I've never read a police report or an interview.
They can request the actual interviews themselves. Like, we don't transcribe them. Yeah.
So you're not going to, like, ask, like, hey, what's your favorite color? Blue, and then you're writing that down, and then that's
No.
Oh, it's
no.
not.
Like, we're just talking. We're just talking.
So then what happens if, like, after our conversation, you're like, well, there's really no basis here?
And we may not even know that today. Well, leaving here, we'll know more than we did when we got here.
I just got to be careful about what details I give you, because that's going to be public, right?
At some point, everything we do is public.
That's what I mean.
Everything we do is public.
So I'm a little, I'm more sensitive about the PR side, the political side, than I am about the facts, okay?
Okay.
I think that that's my concern. So that's why I'm asking these questions that you probably don't have people ask a lot of times, mm-hmm. right? So that's what I want to fully understand in this process.
Just to make it as simple as we can, you can answer whatever questions you want, and you don't want to answer.
Yeah, but if I say I don't answer, then doesn't that make me look guilty in a way, or no?
No, people do it all the time. But nothing will be public record until my investigation is complete, one way or another.
All right, let me make a call. Are you allowed to tell me what the allegation is?
Sure.
Yeah, it's
Can we do that and then stop?
So we can do whatever you want. Like you said, we're a guest in your home. So we're done.
Again, I'm asking from a, I'm sorry to be like a pain in the ass.
No, you're fine.
I respect what you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
I love cops. I'm not like, but how does that show up publicly?
What do you mean?
Like how does, like if you were to ask me a question or if you were to tell me the allegation and then I just stopped everything,
mm-hmm.
what would that show? How would that show?
How about this? What do you said you know what this is about?
I don't want to offer that data.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, so if you know what this is about,
then you know what the report is.
Yes.
If you already know, you know what I'm saying.
Not really. I mean, I don't.
How many people do you know?
That's the building downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know a lot?
But I don't know what the. Oh, I know a couple.
Okay.
But I don't know the specific.
Okay.
Allegations or how that works. I don't know that.
Okay. So we investigate crimes.
Yep, understand.
You know, we're the Criminal Investigations Division, and that's why we're here. We just want to get your side of it. Whoever you want to call is completely up to you, and I'm not trying to short with you.
No, you're fine. I'm being a pain.
Yeah. No. I mean, and I know that you've got to look at the big picture.
Yeah.
Things because this affects you. You know,
even if it's baseless, it still impacts me.
Right.
Greatly.
So
my concern.
Yes. Yeah. So, if you want to tell me what the allegation is, we can tell you what the allegation is, and you can make your decision.
And then, but how does that show up, that you
made right now
the allegation and then I stopped everything, or how does that...
Exactly, because that's what happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, if
you tell me the allegation, I'm going to stop it there, probably.
Okay.
And I'm going to make a call.
It's a sexual battery.
Okay, so what does that mean?
That, what do you mean, what
does
it
What does
mean?
That, what I mean, I guess.
What is the crime?
The definition.
No, you don't need to look up it. It's basically you had sex, you forced someone to have sex against their will.
Okay.
That's the allegation.
Or you had sex with somebody that wasn't capable of giving consent.
Right.
Could be in your...
There's a lot of different factors that within that statute.
So how does that work? I mean, how do you know? In terms of... Like, what do you mean in that statute? Like, what's...
If somebody... What? Somebody's ability to give consent...
Well, like, what's the statute? I guess I'll look it up.
It's
794.011 is the sexual battery statute.
Hold on.
But then there's, like, dozens of subsections.
What is it again?
794.011.
Okay, let me make a call.
Sure. Okay.
I still like sit with my back.
Mm-mm. Can you...
Let me see. No.
Oh.
So you got all dressed up today.
I just couldn't find nothing, so I just grabbed the first thing that's in the closet.
She didn't answer, but so I guess I'll. I mean, so how does it work if I say that I'm going to wait for an attorney? I think that's probably the best.
Yeah, completely up to you.
But does that make me look more guilty?
We don't have an answer for that one way or another.
So how does? But are you guys? You guys are the ones. I mean, you referred to the state attorney, right?
We do.
And then the state attorney makes the decision on.
Ultimately, I mean, the state attorney. Go ahead, Andy.
I'm a little bit nervous because this is.
You're fine.
The problem is
if we have enough probable cause to get an arrest warrant, we just send it straight to the judge. If we feel like it needs to be reviewed first by the state attorney, then we send it to the state attorney.
And then they do more fact finding.
And then they go through their whatever they do, and they decide if there's going to be a warrant issued or not.
What they'll do is they will call in witnesses. They'll call in the victim, and they'll depose them on their own, ask their own questions, and they'll make their own filing decision.
But you guys can look at the initial responses and say there's nothing here, right?
I mean, yeah, we can do that.
Like, that's what you do is you ask one side. You ask another, you look at it, say there's nothing here.
Right.
And then at that point, it's not referred to the state attorney. It's not referred to the judge.
Yeah, if we don't have any probable cause or any reason to believe that probable cause could be developed, then we don't do anything other than inactivate the case.
Okay. Interesting. So how does it, and this isn't for me, I'm just curious. So let me lay this out just to make sure. Let me see if. So, you guys have been very helpful. I'm not trying to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
No.
So, someone makes an allegation, doesn't matter what the allegation is. You guys go and do the report, right? Mm-hmm. And they lay out details in a report. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Mm-hmm. At that point, you take that report and you go ask the other side, right?
Right.
You do a fact finding, asking questions, looking for information, right? Mm-hmm. You know, boom, boom, boom. And then at that point, you either refer it to a judge if you think there's probable cause, and then there's an arrest, correct? Mm-hmm. Or you take that and you go, why would you refer it to a state attorney?
We would let them make the filing decision.
Oh, then you don't know if there's probable cause.
It's not that we don't know. It's just something we're going to let them decide.
You're just not clear. Well, okay.
If they want to prosecute it or not.
And then you send it to the state attorney, and then at that point, the state attorney can refer it to a judge or kill it.
The state attorney, they can direct file it. They can file for a warrant directly.
Okay, understood. Mm-hmm. And then arrest occurs at that point, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if I ask for a lawyer, how does that process work? You guys are going to... Like, what do we do right now?
So if you choose not to answer any questions, you want to contact attorney, then we just leave.
And then what?
Then we continue with our investigation.
And then we'll give you a business card.
And if you want to call, you can.
Say, hey, I have such and such for an attorney. If you'd like to come down and give you a statement, we can go to their office. We can come back here. Wherever you want to meet, we'll meet you.
Understood. And then what's the deadline or the time frame on that?
I mean, there's not a deadline, but sooner or later, I mean, if we don't hear from you, then we're just going to go with what we have. I mean, we only have one side of it at that point.
Got it. So it's in my best interest to have the other side basically presented.
No, I mean, we're not trying to persuade
you anyway. Either way.
Understood, leave fine print. I wish we could be like friends and have beers.
But it's like, it's one of those things that a lack of response sometimes is no response. So if we only have one side, we never talk to you. I mean, we're here talking now, but if we never got the questions answered that we have, then... We're going to continue about our investigation.
Mm, 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 mm. This will be a national story. Not necessarily because of the details, but just even just a report. Okay. All right, so then that's what I'll do, I guess I'll wait.
Okay.
I'm sorry to waste your time.
No.
I appreciate
no.
you guys
no.
as much as how horrible this is. And I don't know.
Do you have one of your
So is any of this public yet? None of this is public.
Not until it's closed. Not until it's closed.
You're visiting my house.
We don't disclose anything. Now, is there people, like, with the, as far as the victim side?
Understood.
If the victim tells somebody else, we can't control
that. Yeah, you can't
control
it. But
if somebody wants to step to us and say, hey, do you have any reports against Christian Ziegler? We have nothing right now.
Detective A. Oh, what's your. Oh,
Cox.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, detective. That's a weird name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry. Do you have a card?
I sure do.
Yeah. This is going to be.
Mm, then you can reach out whenever you decide or don't decide or not, however you want to handle it. All right? All right. Thank you. Thanks for your time. Ooh, well, I was about to get tangled up there on that. No worries.
So what happens, is she able to, is the victim, if she changes her mind and drops this, or how does that work?
Yeah, they can do
that. They can do that anytime.
It's their choice.
And then what happens? Is that still show as public record?
Yes.
It's still, yeah, everything we do is still public record, so your name will still be in a report.
And then now there's criminal and there's civil, right?
We do nothing as far as civil.
But is that a case that could be pursued civilly?
For you, yeah, you can pursue anything civil.
No, them against me.
Sure.
Yeah.
They could do that too. I mean, it goes vice versa. You know, absolutely. Anybody's, yeah, anybody's inclined to go any type of civil litigation.
So, you can do civil stuff like this?
Yeah, anybody can sue anybody for anything.
But we have no control over that.
No,
yeah,
that
we only deal with the criminal part.
But sometimes they refer to the criminal on the civil side.
They do. Basically, they would get all the reports and try to draw like an inference of whichever was, I guess, because there's a preponderance of evidence in the civil side.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Sorry, I'm sorry I got to deal with this, but I'm sorry you guys had to.
No worries.
Thank you.
Thank you.